Yesterday was Tisha Asar B'Tammuz, the 19th of Tammuz, the yard site, the Sal, the Yom HaShanah of Chacham Ben Sion of HaShaul. Chacham Ben Sion, as he was known affectionately as, last name was Abba Shaul or just Shaul, whatever, depending on the time. So he was Persian, he was of Persian descent, his ancestors grew up in Iran, his grandfather was told to convert or leave, and he decided to leave, and the other grandfather already lived in Eretz Yisrael. Eventually, his father, Chacham Eliyahu Abba Shaul, married his mother, and they settled in Yerushalayim. Chacham Eliyahu Abba Shaul, the father of Chacham Ben Sion, was a shoemaker for a living, and he was a very simple man who became a big chassid. He learned the Ben Ish Chai dozens of times until he knew it by heart, and he used to wake up to daven nets, but he would learn before nets in the shul. And in order to not show people that he was learning before nets, he would hide the fact that he was learning so early in the morning. He would go to the mikveh right before the nets minyan started so that he would be coming back when people were opening the shul, them not realizing that he had actually been there, learned, closed it, and decided to come back after the mikveh. Anyway, Chacham Ben Sion grew up in a big home of 10 children. Little Ben Sion was always a lover of Torah in a very extreme way. And he went to Parat Yosef with Chacham Ovadia. They used to learn together in daven nets, learn a daf or three, depending on how much time was left afterwards, go eat breakfast. Back then, the poverty of Eretz Yisrael was that you only had one slice of bread. So it took them about 7 minutes from Netilat Yadayim until Birkat HaMazon. That was with one slice of bread in the middle. They would walk from home to Yeshivat Parat Yosef in the Old City at that time. And they would review by heart what they had learned that morning, by heart. Now, Chacham Ben Sion went to Yeshivat Parat Yosef. He became a Rebbe in Yeshivat Parat Yosef, and eventually Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivat Parat Yosef. He married Hadassah Masuda Sharabani from the Sharabani family. Chacham Yehoshua Sharabani, his wife's grandfather, was a Talmid of the Ben Ish Chai who made Aliyah. And his father, Rav Yosef Chaim Sharabani, was a Talmid Chacham of note in Machon Harry Fishel. Now, Chacham Ben Sion and his wife had 10 miscarriages until they had one son, Rav Eliyahu Abba Shaul, who just died recently. And when Chacham Ben Sion was a Ram in Magid Shir and Rosh Hashiva and Parat Yosef, he brought the distinctive Sephardic Omek Ha'iyun, depth of learning, to the table. We're used to learning either brisker or halachic learning, which is building a sugya to the halacha lemaaseh. Brisker maybe is categorizing things into fine ideas and their categories and the like. There are other ways of learning also, but this is more cheshbening, as they say. What did Rashi say? What did Tosfot say? Why did Rashi not say like Tosfot? Why did Tosfot not say like Rashi? How do you read the Gemara according to Rashi? How do you read the entire Gemara and the back and forth according to Tosfot? What does the Maharsha have to add? What does the Maharam add here? Maharam Shif, very detailed, nitty-gritty of the line-by-line of the sugya, and showing their multiple facets of the sugya, and how other Rishonim actually fit into the same idea, depending on how they read the Gemara. Chacham Ben Sion's Omek HaEyun didn't stop in the shiur room. He gave a three-hour shiur every day. It didn't stop there. When he gave his shiur until physical exhaustion, it wasn't just a matter of learning in a vacuum. That's how he learned halacha as well. It was a matter of figuring out step by step, and then once you get to the Shulchan Aruch and then the poskim, after having come to your conclusions about how to learn the sugya with your depth chacham einav berosho method of trying to figure out what makes the most sense, he paskin. Unlike Chacham Avadia, who was all about encyclopedic knowledge, you have to know every single source. There isn't a stone that you can leave unturned. And then based on the rules of Pesach, whether that was be how to Cheshbin, the Amudei Hora'ah, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, or Rov Rishonim, Rov HaPoskim, Rav Avadia loves to use those Lashonot, and the like, Chacham Ben Sion was more of, I decide, Chacham Einav Berosho, I make most authentic Pesach. I don't have to know all the Mefarshim. I don't have to know all the Posekim. I learned the Sugya the way I learned it, clearly and deeply, and that's enough for me to come to my own conclusions. You can't ask me, oh, I forgot, you forgot this, you missed the Achasam Sofer, I know the Behuda Achikri Lev. I might have quoted it, I might not have. It doesn't make a difference. This is what I think the Pesach is. He's an independent thinker. It doesn't mean he didn't have Klalim. He very much subscribed to the fidelity up to the Shulchan Aruch, as Kibalnu Alinu Horeot Maran, as you can see in the second volume of Shur Or LeZion, there's a whole quintress there. But Chacham Ben Sion's path and his view, his position in terms of how to calculate acceptance of the Shulchan Aruch as our posek, was not that of Chacham Avadia at all. You can look through that whole kuntris in the second volume of Or LeZion, where they've written up his ideas very nicely. Some of those ideas are: do we accept the Shulchan Aruch as our ruler in every book that he's written, or only in the Shulchan Aruch? Is he our ruler in the matter of fact way, vadai, certain with certainty, or no, only as a safek, as only as a perhaps this is the halacha. We're not really sure. There's no hachra'a. There's no full decision here. We have to look there for the real meta analytical halachic issues over there. In terms of safek berachot lahakel, Shulchan Aruch is only a safek, so we certainly would say safek berachot lahakel against the Shulchan Aruch. But the Arizal, Chas v'shalom, the Arizal has a vadai. We've accepted the Arizal upon ourselves with certainty. We must accept everything the Arizal said. And this comes from the Ben Ish Chai, which was very strong in Chacham Ben Sion's family. And he had a great fidelity to the Arizal as well. There are more issues also, but those are some of them. Chacham Ben Sion, his Pesach, was more oral. He didn't write Sifrei Halacha, you know, publish them every day, and then have his children publish, you know, multiple secondary and tertiary sources on his own Piskei Halacha every single day. It didn't happen like that. Chacham Ben Sion barely wrote anything while he was alive. And even then, he only began seriously writing things after he suffered, I believe, his first stroke. And then he put together, he had his Talmidim, Rav Shealtiel Amar, Rav Gidon Ben Moshe, put together, and I think Rav Petrover also, put together Or LeZion Chelek Aleph, which was published in his lifetime. There's a YouTube video of the ceremony, the Seudat Hoda'ah, where he published it on YouTube. You can watch it there. And then, towards the end of his life, the second volume of Or LeZion, I believe, was published, or about to be published, and published right afterwards, where it was not articles in the way the first one is, but rather short questions and answers on the top, which were the questions that were proposed to him and answers that he responded. And then the footnotes added by the Talmidim who organized the Sefer of Eliyahu Abba Shaul, and now his son of Elchanan Abba Shaul, were the ones who now currently head Mechon Or LeZion, that puts out the Kitavim of Chacham Ben Sion Abba Shaul. There have been more volumes published since then. Some people give them more credence, other people give them less credence. The most recent one was on Yoredeya Volume 1, which was included Pesachim of Chacham Ben Sion regarding Shechita and Kashrut, which were recorded by his Talmud, Rav Ben Sion Chokaima, who was one of the great Shochatim of Yerushalayim up until he died a few years ago. Nevertheless, there are many Svarim that were published since then on Halachab, as well as on Gemara, Shiurim, notes of his Talmidim on Yevamot, Ketubot, Kiddushin, Makot. I think Megillah is in the works right now. Shavi'it also, he gave a weekly shiur on Zeraim on Fridays, a special kol for Zeraim on Fridays. And there was also a Musar Sefer, which has become very much a classic in the yeshiva world for guys who are learning Musar, especially Sephardi guys learning Musar in yeshiva world, Or LeZion Chochma Musar, that was published after his wife died. Someone wrote up a lot of the Divrei Torah that he said in the weekly Musar Shmos and put it in a well-organized Sefer. You can read it there. Now, I can tell you much more about Chacham Ben Sion's personality, how he was such an extreme lover of Torah, how he spoke to every person on his level. He gave each person the pesach halacha that was appropriately tailored for that person's ability to keep the halacha. And as such, there are contradictory testimonies about what he held about certain things. And the answer simply is because he told each person what that person was capable of doing. Yes, yichurum, no yichurum. Yes, sheitel, no sheitel. All these things depended on who the person was. He gave a pesach depending on that. But he had his own opinions also, but that's not the point. Now, I can tell you so much more. There are three amazing volumes of biography that Yeshivat Or LeZion commissioned about 10 years ago to be written. You can find them online or in Eretz Yisrael, called Rabbeinu HaOr LeZion. I can tell you so much more, but I can tell you that as much as I've read those biographies, I haven't finished them, I've gotten very far through them, as much as I've read them, to me, I feel like it pales in comparison to someone who's actually met Chacham Ben Sion. Someone who was sat in the shiur that first year in Parat Yosef, Shiur Aleph, with Chacham Ben Sion, who was the Shiur Aleph Rebbe, and watched him teach you how to learn a sugya, and who watched his conduct and his mannerisms. I can read about it, but hearing it from someone like Rav Eliyahu ben Chaim, who did that, who grew up near Chacham Etzion, who went to the shiur, who has attended the shiur of Chacham Etzion and had a personal connection with him for decades, that's priceless in comparison, if you ask me. My grandfather, my own grandfather, went to visit Chacham Etzion one time. He got a beracha from him. You know, he met with people. He was a mohel, he was a shochet. Chacham Etzion, people who met him have so much more to say. It's so much more valuable. You feel like you're so much more part of the Mesorah when you meet people who met him. One of my friends once asked Rav Ben Chaim, is it true that all these Gedolim were born Tzadikim? You know, this one was, you know, saying brachas when he was 2 years old. This one was learning, you know, Shas when he was 10. Is it true? So Rav Ben Chaim said, no. He said, no. Rak Chacham Ben Zion. Only Chacham Ben Zion was born a Tzadik. His sterling character, his love for Torah, his hatmada, his total lust for Torah learning and teaching of Torah, were already at a very young age. There were so many beautiful lines that come from him, and they're recorded in the Sfarim. They just put out a second volume of the Musar Sefer just now that his son Rav Eliyahu died. They just put out a new volume of the Musar Sefer. Everyone should really get his hands on it and learn the Torah, the Zichro Shel Oto Tzadik, Chacham Ben Zion Abba Shaul, whose Torah, Baruch Hashem, is very well quoted, especially in the Litvisha world, because they see him as like a quintessential Sephardi Rosh Hashiva. Whatever he is, it doesn't matter. There's so much Torah that can all connect with Chacham Ben Zion. One thing that we could do is take off the watch. Take off the watch. At least once this week. Take off the watch. Chacham Ben Zion used to say, the watch is a very dangerous thing, because you're always looking at it and wondering, when is my time going to be up? But if you just take it off, you don't look at it, and you won't even notice if your time is up, and you'll keep learning a little bit more. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Yeah, man.